what I do, but above all, I am born again. Praise the Lord. And this morning, our reading has come to us from Isaiah 49. And if you have time, you read the whole of that Isaiah, the word that was written to the Israelites at that time when they were in Babylon. And I want us to sing a song. A song that speaks to me and in this sermon particularly, and then I will proceed with this sermon. Song says, in Christ alone, my hope is found. Praise God. And if you know the lyrics, please follow with me. And the choir, and somebody on the piano is there.
Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, my hope is found.
appointment. He is the Lord that gives me an appointment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I love it with passion. I love the lyrics with passion. I love every line with passion because it speaks out a message for me. And someone today says, hope that does not disappoint. What does this mean? When you speak about hope, hope can be defined in so many, many ways. But for me as one, I take the biblical definition that speaks about the confidence of something that will occur. Hope is confidence of something that will occur. Praise the Lord. According to the biblical definition. And so many of us will attest to this, that many times we have hope, and our hope can be hope in Christ alone. Some hope can be hope in people. Some hope can be hope in your finances. Some hope can be hope in your clergy. Some hope can be hope in your pastor. But all this can be false hope if you do not have Christ in you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so when the Bible says that hope is the confidence of believing something that will occur, and it's an expectation and desire for something to happen, it's an expectation and desire for something to happen. You can expect something to happen to you. Like an expectant mother can expect her child to take her home, even without seeing. Child of God, without expectation, there is no manifestation. Hallelujah. Without expectation, there is no manifestation. And I do not know how many of us expect from God something beautiful and it brings you something bad. Hello? And many of us have been tested in the lockdown in expectation because so many things change upside down. So I do not know how many of us are still expecting in God. How many of us are still hopeful that God is my Lord and rock and salvation? But I'm here to speak to somebody this morning and to encourage you. Whether hope in the Lord seems like not hope, still hope. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, whether hope in God seems foolish to you, still hope. Continue hoping. I want to hear you tell your neighbor. Whether hope seems not to bring to you sense, still hope in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to see you look at somebody and preach to them. Because today we are speaking about hope that does not disappoint. Whether hope does not seem to make sense. In the lockdown, I came back to my senses. Like the prodigal son came back to his senses when he had lost the love, the first love from his father. And for me, the lockdown, I made what I call the rewriting of my sight. Praise the Lord. As a counseling psychologist, I know that many of us have issues. And our issues come from the mind. Our issues come from the thoughts that we think, the things that we wrote, the things that we thought, and the things that we expected. And now when we do not see anything come through, we begin to feel we are disappointed. Some of us have reached the point that we are even disappointed with ourselves. Hello? And so in the lockdown, I for one, I decided not to disappoint myself. Though there were so many things that were looking at me like disappointments, but I told God, in those disappointments, I see you. Praise the Lord. And here I am still standing, fearfully beautifully made in the image of God. Praise the Lord. So I don't know about you. I would have chosen to be stressed to death in those 2 years because so much was happening. We lost so many people to COVID-19. We had so many sick people. I myself got involved in COVID. My husband got it, we got it. We had how many people in the house? About 13, including our spiritual children that had The Lord has forgotten me. Now, many of us have such a statement. The Lord has forgotten me. Child of God, when you say such a statement, think about, have you forgotten God? Tell your neighbor, have you forgotten God? Many of us think God has forsaken us, but have you forsaken God? Did you forsake God in the lockdown? Hello? Zion, imagine Zion was the city of the Lord. But if Zion, the city of the Lord, can say God has forsaken me, how about you and I? Hello? If people that are close to God said it seemed like God had forgotten them, how about you and I that were sinners, full of sin? If Zion, the city of the Lord, can say God, the Lord, but Zion said, meaning that there were things that were going on. You know, it felt like God had forgotten the children of Israel in Babylon, in suffering. They had gone through a lot. But look, Isaiah comes out as a prophet, like I am speaking today as a prophet to you. Hello? You may seem like God has forgotten you. You may seem like Zion today. God has forsaken you. Why? Because problems are building up after problems. There are so many people wounded. Even your very people have wounded you. Spouses have wounded you. Your husband has wounded you. Your wife has wounded you. Your children have wounded you. Your pastor has wounded you. Where shall you run? Where shall you run? I pray that you hear the word that Isaiah brings through to us today. Can a mother forget the nursing a baby? Can the mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Friends of God, like a nursing mother cannot forget her little child, the Lord cannot forget us. The Lord cannot forget those born in Zion. The Lord cannot forget those who trust in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Look at your palms, they are different. But the Lord is saying, I have engraved you on my palms. You are there. Praise the Lord. Amidst every challenge, every disappointment, the wounds that you have in your heart, if you choose today to say, God, you have engraved in your palm. Friends of God, it's what gives me courage. It's what gives me a push to seek God. Not even my husband does. Not even my mother does. The people I love so much, not even those. I have a push on the inside because of the Christ that lives in me. Praise the Lord. That even when I go through a lot, I wake up and say, God, I am here with you. Praise the Lord. Chirimunawe, I am in with you. Praise Jesus. And so verse 16, the word of God has told us, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Your children tested birth. And those who laid you, you were depart from you. Friends of God, the people who have exposed you, they have rejected you. They have abandoned you. But look, the word of God says, lift up your eyes and look around. All your children gather and come to you. I saw that in the Lord. I saw that in the lockdown. The Lord gathered my spiritual children. The Lord gathered people that love us. And the Lord's hope was not disappointed. Praise the Lord. As surely as I live, says Isaiah, says the Lord, declares the Lord, you will wear them as ornaments. Praise the Lord. As surely as the Lord lives, you will put them on like a bride. Though you were ruined and made desolate, and your land west, now you will be too small for your people, and those who divide you will be far away. There's so many people who divide you. Is it your boss? Is it your workmates? Is it your relatives? somebody this morning. People have gossiped about you. People have damned you. They have lashed at you. They have beaten you. The Bible says, though you were ruined and desolate, and your land being west, that you will be so small for your people. Hallelujah. Though you were abandoned, though you were left alone, you will be too small for your people. The people that grab your land, the Lord shall restore you, that you will be too small for your people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says that children born during your bereavement will yet say if they are here in your hearing, this place is too small for us. Give us more space to live in. Hello. Your children will soon say that. The children have gone through a lot in the lockdown. They are still going a lot in school. I keep getting phone calls from school. Some children haven't settled in. Some children are having demons chasing them out of school. Some children are being threatened because of what happened at home. They have nightmares. Fathers raped them. Uncles raped them. So much happens. Hello? And there is need for healing. There is need for hope in the life of these children. And you and I, child of God, can choose to bring security in the life of your child through prayers. For those of you that have these children at home, speak and love these children. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that children born during your bereavement. What is your bereavement? What was the time of your loss? What is it that makes you cry every night? On your bed, in your marriage, in your school as a child, as a student. I know as I'm speaking here, some of you are in the diaspora. What is making you cry? Is it your finances? Is it the businesses that collapsed? Child of God, listen. You will, verse 21 says, then you will say in your heart, who bore me with? I was bereaved and barren. I was exiled and rejected. Who brought this up? I was left alone. But this, where have they come from? This is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I will beg unto the nations. I will lift up my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their hips. Kings will be your foster fathers. Hallelujah. And their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground, and they will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Praise the Lord. Those who hope in the Lord shall not be disappointed. Those who hope in the Lord, some versions say, they shall not be put to shame. Friends of God, the situation to go through may be a shaming. So much shame. But listen, that cross is empty because Jesus Christ became naked for you to be clothed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come if you want to come to Jesus. We have a naked cross because Jesus became naked. He took out your shame on the cross for you to be closed. Today would be naked people walking around. If the Lord laid bare what is in your hearts, some of us are murderers, yet we are seated in this service. Some of us are murderers, yet we are in offices. If the Lord laid bare your heart, you would be a naked thing walking. Running away from you because you are too terrible. We as people are too terrible. We have wicked hearts. We have killed people. We have gossiped about people. We have talked and even killed priests. Hello? If they spat on Jesus, how about us? Hello? So, child of God, hope in the Lord. There's no disappointment. Those who trust in the Lord shall not be disappointed. The psalmist says in Psalm 125, they are like Mount Zion, which shall not be shaken or forsaken, but endures forever. Hallelujah. That is Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken or disappointed. It endures forever. Praise Jesus. So if you have been disappointed in your own home, if people have disappointed you in the lockdown, we that had our trust in businesses, they all collapse. If you had hope in the business, it went. If you had hope in your children, some went. If you had hope in your husband, some husband walked away. If you had hope in your wife, some wives went away. If you had hope in your pastors, some of us did not reach you. And instead of finding out why how your pastor is, you also join the bad wagon to shoot at your pastor. Friends, even pastors are human beings. We also went through COVID like it went. But ask yourself, did you forsake us or did you love us? Hello? When you feel like God has forsaken you, think twice, have you forsaken God? When you think that your priest has forsaken you, think twice, have you forsaken your priest? Ask your neighbor that question. When you think God has forgotten you, have you forgotten God? When you think your priest has forgotten you, have forgotten them? Check on them. The engineer and your wife, I can see whispering one another. Check on us and they check on you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is not a sermon for today, but it's the hope that does not disappoint. Praise the Lord. So Jesus Christ took our shame on the cross. He was undressed on the cross. He facilitated for you to be dressed. And I love what Romans 5 says. You know, today I told the Lord, I struck a deal with the Lord today. That today I'm not going to speak so much, but I want to pray so much. Hallelujah. Because people are wounded. People have been disappointed. Systems have disappointed them. Economies have disappointed them. So what do we have to do? Return to the Lord and hope in the Lord. Praise Jesus. So let us go to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, I'll just read the first 5 verses and we'll be good to go. The Word of God says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we who glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you felt like you have been disappointed? Paul is encouraging you again. He's saying that your hope in the Lord should not give you shame. He says that your suffering will produce perseverance. And many of us know that we don't like suffering. Some of us think that suffering is from the devil. But in the context of hope, some suffering is to draw you closer to God. Tell your neighbor that. Some suffering is to draw you closer to God. Some of us that were far from God, we had to draw closer to God because of COVID-19. We fear COVID-19 more than the devil. Ask your neighbor, is that true? You fear COVID-19 more than you fear the devil. And some of us have feared COVID-19. That fear in God. And so because of that, the fear that has eaten us on the inside has opened a grave for you. Hello? And so today, Paul is saying that we glory in our suffering. Not that we want to tell you that every time pray for suffering to come. But when it comes, inquire the Lord. Is this from you? Is this to make me a better Christian? Is this to make me a better child of God? Is this to draw me to grow? Hello? And so Paul is saying, suffering. character will look like. If you're going to be closer to God because you overcome COVID-19, you're going to be a better believer. When people say they are sick, you'll pray for them. Because you went to intensive care and saw people were gasping for breath, and you who are staying around when you come to church, they tell you, clap for the Lord, you're clapping like there's no hands. When you go to Zambia and see how people's hands are cut off. The other day I went to Bengal Hospital to visit our Reverend Colonel John Israel, whose daughter was knocked down in Bengal by the speeding taxi driver. Friends of God, a law student, beautiful, lying on the bed. It's been a week. She's lying on the back. Her bones were broken twice. She is receiving drips of blood. And the surgeon was saying she's going to undergo multiple surgeries. And the father was looking at us in hope. The mother was looking at me in hope. You know, she was saying, we are hoping in God for a breakthrough. One, healing. Two, providence, because they did 20 million plus. And I hadn't won my clerical collar, but the presence of God that was on me, when they were telling me everything, the presence of God to heal came on me. And the girl got strength to open her two legs to show us. It was somebody that was lying like almost dead. We saw the first miracle. And we saw that surgeon talking to the parents and saying, we are going to do another operation in the night. And the father said, this child has been an intercessor. Praise the Lord. Have your sufferings brought you closer to God? I do believe that that girl is lying there, but her suffering is bringing her closer to God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And what a character will be produced after her. Because your character will produce your hope. And hope in God. Paul is saying, hope in God. Why? Because of the love of God. Because imagine such an accident. A taxi driver heads on in the border, knocking such a girl down, then he reverses to come and finish her. And the presence of God covers her. Because he would have crushed the entire head, he would have crushed the whole body, but the Lord covered her. And only the leg and the parts of the pelvic were all crushed. And the mother was telling me that I saw some pus coming out. And I was wondering, is their flesh untouched? And all of a sudden, she tells the surgeon, please check again. And they see that she was cut almost near her private part. You hear me, child of God? But they are hoping in the Lord. And I was so blessed because I even didn't know that I'm coming to speak about hope that does not disappoint. But I spoke it into their lives. I said, we still hope in the Lord. We still hope for healing. And after praying for her, they led me to another girl. Another girl who could not pass out. She could not defecate. But she was passing out from the mouth. Can you tell your neighbor, feces from the mouth? You people, if you are still playing with God, they are miracles. If you see you are like, please worship the Lord. When we tell you worship the Lord, please worship the Lord. And when you see us worshiping and giving you this moment, worship the Lord. Use your mouth to sing. Your mouth was not made in the reverse. The devil would have made that happen. But God is the God who turns what the devil intended for bad, for good, for those that trust in the name of the Lord. Heart goes out for such people. I can give all. Praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord so that I am able to do that both in church and everywhere. Praise the Lord. So, how I pray that this morning, whatever suffering you're going through, like any other persons, mentioned or not mentioned, the Word of God has told us that our suffering will produce what? Character. In our character, hope. A hope that does not put us to shame. Why? Because of the love of God. Praise Jesus. So in final, my final statements are here. Two things that stand out for me here is that when you love God, the Lord will not disappoint you. When you love God, the Lord will not disappoint you. Paul explains that very well in that moment. Paul is a great guy. He even writes it again in Philippians. Paul says that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to him. Are you anxious? Is there anything that is troubling you? Present your requests to God in prayer. Maybe that's why he said we're going to pray. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, he says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. Hallelujah. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. Then verse 12, he says, for I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to be plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And finally, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I pray that you will speak those words of hope to your life. I pray that you experience the love of God given to us by the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. It's only the Holy Spirit that can speak hope that does not disappoint when a nursing mother leaves you, when your own mother leaves you, when your own mother is married, when your own husband disappoints you, when people disappoint you. There is a God who will never disappoint us. He always gives appointments for us to be reconciled to him. Praise the Lord. So I want us to pray. And I want us to pray. And the Bible says, rejoice in what is yet to come. Rejoice in what is yet to come. Rejoice and find peace in prayer. And I want us to just go to the Lord. I want us to present our wounds to the Lord. I want us to present our tribulations to the Lord. I want us to present our supplications to the Lord. Are we together? I want us to stand up on our feet. Father, that's where you are. In our heart to heart, what is it that has disappointed you? Is it your wrong hopes? Is it the false hope that you put on people? Is it the finances that have gone? What is it that has disappointed you? Find an appointment with God today. Make an appointment with God today. Have you sought for marriage and the marriage partners have not come? Is it the wrong ones that come? Have you been abandoned with children? Are you a single parent? As you're closing your eyes, think about these words. What has disappointed you? And find hope in Christ alone. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, scorned by the ones he came to save. Government can disappoint you. Economies can disappoint you. The dead can disappoint you. Some of us were disappointed by the people who even died. And we still look at the grave and say, that person who died disappointed me. Maybe I'm speaking to you and you're a child. You're back to God? Can you come back to God? Where you feel you've disappointed God, you know yourself. You trusted so much of your money. You trusted your own security. But it disappointed you. Surrender to the Lord. You trusted your husband, they disappointed you. Come back to the Lord. Reconcile with him and be justified by faith today. And get the faith that comes from him. Get the hope that does not disappoint. The hope in Jesus. Becoming alcoholics in the lockdown. Christ, my Eunice, is our garage. This is our garage, Holy Spirit, you that fills us, you that removes every filth in us, you that removes every doubt in us, you that can speak to the wounded, us wounded souls. Such as this morning and help us out. If you feel the Holy Spirit is ministering to you, the cross that they have made for you, come as a sign of surrender. Bring that issue to the Lord finally. I have prayed for you, and I hand over you to God, but come and hand it over to God. Bring your pain, bring your wounds, bring your anxiety, bring your torture, bring your expectation this year, bring that challenge, bring those jobs that have failed, the failures of students that have failed to study, the marriages that have failed to yield fruit, the sicknesses that have refused to go, the children who have disappointed you, the husbands who have disappointed you, the wives that have disappointed you. Carry it. Carry them as the choir continues to sing slowly. Come and lay it on the cross to them. Let this matter get done from your home this year. Let this disappointing and hating, the spirit of the devil of disappointment, every time you're disappointed, it is you disappointed at the place of work, disappointed in the government, disappointed in the things of this world. Bring your disappointment. Keep walking. I see God in here. The love of God is poured out here for you today. I told you, we struck a deal with God that today things must end. Disappointments must end. Disappointments must end. Keep walking. You know the Holy Spirit is talking to you. The Holy Spirit is talking to you. The Holy Spirit who convicts us, who brings healing and restoration. Disappointments in every matter must end this year.
Lord, we speak healing upon every soul that has moved to this altar to seek your face this morning. We speak healing upon every individual that is standing there in the crowd, but they are going through pain. We speak healing, we speak restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, that you draw these your children closer to yourselves. Friends, can you repeat these words after me? Say, Lord Jesus, to you I come. Because I hear your voice. Say, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Lord, I have a burden on my heart. I have a burden on my life. And this morning I surrender that burden. I open my heart to you. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to fill me afresh, to take away this pain, to do a surgery in my life, that my life will not be the same again. I bring repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord, I have let you down. I have broken covenant with you. But today, I come before you, for you are my Father. I'm counting on your unconditional love. Receive me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. I renounce everything that is of the evil one in the name of Jesus, because today I recommit my life to you. I thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me. I thank you, Jesus, for receiving me the way I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, you who hears the cries of your people,